Hello
and welcome, you guys. Welcome to episode 10 of Fangirl Report with your host Emma Heron, your very own certified fan girl. I know we touched on this last week that last week was the last episode in the single digis, and now here we are, episode number 10. I am so excited. I can't believe that it's been 10 weeks of episodes already. I feel like it was just yesterday that the idea dawned on me to create a podcast for myself, just because I love to talk so much. And here we are, celebrating 10 episodes with you guys. So thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you for supporting me in my delusions and like letting me be my own biggest fan. It's been so much fun for me. I love to talk, love to yap, love to chat, and love to fangirl. And we've got a couple of things on the docket for episode number 10. And yeah, first things first though, we need to do a little life update, as we do every week, tell you what's been going on, tell you what I was up to throughout the week, because being a Sunday podcast, we got a dish on the whole week that happened before. So let's get into it. First things first, I got a new phone. I am so obsessed with it. I just need to talk about this for a few minutes. Okay, so the phone before, I didn't technically have to upgrade. I didn't, because I had the iPhone 14 before, not like the Plus or the Pro or anything, just the 14. And I got that over 2 years ago now, which seems so crazy because it feels like the 14 literally just came out. But that's besides the point. So I finished up with my 24-month contract a couple of months ago, and I was paying like $96 for the iPhone 14. For like 30 gigs of data or something. And listen, like I'm sure people pay a little more, people pay less, whatever, it doesn't matter. But for a phone that didn't have any of like the extra bells and whistles, like it was just like the base model for that release or whatever you would say, I feel I was paying far too much for that phone. Because as I said, it was like literally the base, nothing special about it. And the camera was ass, by the way. So, because I took that phone to so many concerts. That phone came with me for, like, in 2023. That was my concert year. I took that phone everywhere with me. And I got the worst, even when I was in the pit for some shows, I got, like, the worst photos and videos ever. Because the camera was just bad, okay? And so, once the 16 was released, I kind of was like iffy about it, because usually I'll go for the base model for whatever release it is. But the iPhone 16, I hate it. And I feel kind of bad saying that, because I have seen so many people dying over like the design, but I hate like the two cameras on top of each other. I don't like it. And I love that they did like pink and blue and stuff, but I didn't like the shade of pink. I didn't like the shade of blue. It was just giving too saturated for me. I just was not into it, okay? And I heard, when I was doing like my research on what phone I could possibly upgrade to, I had heard such good things about the 15, but Apple doesn't technically make them anymore, so you can only get them through like your provider or through resellers or something. And because Apple doesn't make them anymore, they're so expensive. They're so expensive. So, especially through, because I'm with Virgin, and through Virgin, it upgraded to the 15 was like so ridiculous, and there was no cute color. There was no cute colors, because I'm going to be so honest with you guys right now. One of the reasons why I upgraded to the 14, like that version of it, is because it had like the beautiful light purple. And if you know me, you know that purple is my all-time favorite color. I make it my entire personality. It's absurd. And so the colors of the 15 weren't speaking to me. The colors of the 16 weren't speaking to me. And I was just seeing a lot of reviews that the 16 just did not live up to the 15, like, performance wise. And a lot of people were just getting the 16 for, like, the Apple, what is it, the Apple Intelligence and stuff like that, and, like, the little camera slidey button and things like that. And so I decided for a little bit that I'm like, I can wait until September when they inevitably release the freaking iPhone 20 million or whatever it is. And so I was like, I'll just wait. But it was getting to a point where I was having to charge my old phone, like, up to 3 times a day. Like, I would go to work, I would charge it all night, it would be 100. When I woke up in the morning, I would leave for work at, like, 7:45, and by noon, it would be at, like, 30%. It was, like, so ridiculous. It was something ridiculous like that. And it was just getting to a point I was ready. But the only phone that I wanted to get was the 16 Pro Max. I was ready to join the Pro Max club, right? Because when you get, like, just the base one, there's nothing super fancy with it. And plus, I hated the design. I think it's so gross. And sorry to, because I have multiple friends that have the pink 16. And I love that for you guys, but I just can't get behind it. And so I really wanted the Pro Max, but it was so expensive. Like, to upgrade with Virgin, I would have had to pay, like, $80 a month for the phone alone. So it just was not it. So I was doing probably my weekly perusing on the Virgin app just to look at the upgrades, because sometimes they'll have, like, a loyalty discount or whatever. And I noticed that they had added iPhone 16 Pro Max used, like, new phones for upgrades. And usually I'm very apprehensive about used phones, but I was thinking about it. I was like, listen, the 16 has only really been out for a few months, so really what I'm assuming happened is that somebody probably ordered it and maybe they just didn't, like, they tried it out for a couple weeks, they didn't like it, and then they sent it back, and then Virgin got it all ready for resale or whatever. And it was such a good price that I'm like, no, I have to. So I think in some, like, retailers or providers or whatever, the Pro Max can get up to, like, $1,700 for, like, the whole phone split up into 24-month payments. And this one, I'm ending up paying, like, $30 a month for the used one compared to, like, $80 a month. And then I upgraded my actual data plan so that I get 100 gigs for $5 less than I was paying for my 14. So it turns out to be similar, a little bit less than what I was paying for the 14. So it's still around $90. However, I get, like, the actual good Pro Max, all the bells and whistles. I get the good camera, all the fun things. And I love the Desert Titanium. That's the one that I got. I'm actually obsessed with it. I'm in, like, my tan era right now because my Lululemon bag is tan and stuff like that. And I just love her. I think she's gorgeous. Would I have rather get a fun color for the Pro Max? 100%. If they had, like, that blue or the pink for the Pro Max, I probably would have gotten it. But they had, like, the boring metal-y color. So I got the funnest one I could get. And oh my God. And that's that. So that's the story. That's the very boring, boring story of how I upgraded my phone. And I'm having no issues with it so far. I think it's performing pretty well. Love her. Don't have to charge her 40 million times a day. And when I got it, there was, like, no scratches, no nothing. So it really is, like, new. So, like, why not? So moral of the story is, I don't know what the moral of the story is. Get into the comments and tell me how nice my phone looks. And if you're listening, tell me how nice it is anyways. Thank you so much. So that's my life update number one. My life update number two is that I'm still continuing on with the whole fitness journey. So on Friday, we went to another Pilates class with the girlies. And I know I've been talking about the dance, which I haven't gone into that routine quite yet. Because what happens is, because we're using our free credits, like the free trial run on ClassPass. And so when we did the one hip hop class, it's so stupid that when you're on the free trial, you can't rebook the same place more than once when you're on the trial. So we did that one once and now we can't rebook it. So that's why we did a Pilates class this Friday. However, there is such a Soleil teacher that's doing It's called Jazz Funk at Studio North, but it's not what you think it is. It's so slay. I think I've talked about this before, but it is so slay. The teacher for it is so slay, and that's going to be Thursdays at 7:30. So I think I'm going to start adding that. And my sister texted me, and she's like, we're going to have to do one together. I said, absolutely. Let me know what Thursday you're free, and we're going to go. So that's that. I'm very excited to get into it because I had so much fun at the hip-hop class, and I would love to do it more frequently. And that's all I'm going to say about that, just because I know we've been discussing this before. And yeah, other than that, I don't really have any major life updates for you. I am hating the snow. It feels like it snowed 30 million feet last night. I was not expecting that. And I'm just so over it. I don't want the snow anymore. I want it to go away. I want it to be freaking April and delicious and sunny and warm. Oh my gosh. It is so annoying because I feel like we got through December last year without getting too much snow. And now it's kicking our ass in January and February. I am so over it. Oh, one more little life update. Me and Nick just celebrated our 2-year anniversary. Period. So we just had that. I need to check what day of the week that was, because why do I not remember? On Tuesday. Yes, on Tuesday. Now I remember. So yeah, that was great. I loved it. We went to a nice little dinner and we did gifts together and it was so cute. I loved it. So that is my last life update for you. And remember how last week I wanted to get into like my top songs on Apple Music from January, but the information wasn't ready for me to access yet? Well, I kid you not, I uploaded that episode last Sunday. I wake up on Monday morning to a notification from Apple Music saying, oh, view your January Apple Music replay. I'm like, you're joking. You couldn't have done that the day before so that I can see it. So I have literally been sitting on this all week so that we can go through it together. And so it seems like it might be, depending on like the calendar and stuff, it might be like the second episode of each month we'll go through the previous month's music trends. And so, yeah. So now we're going to get into that. I have a screenshot ready to go. And we're going to go through my top 10 songs from January. And we were going to see what the hell I was listening to in January. Now, listen. There is one thing that's going to alter the results a little bit. And I will tell you what it is. So, Nick got me a Wicked the movie CD. Okay? Because I know my car is so old that it still has a CD player in it. Don't judge me. And so a lot of the time, I will cycle through a different CD for like weeks, right? And it will be all I listen to when I'm in the car. Because typically the only time I'm listening to music is when I'm driving. Like, I don't really listen to anything other than that. Like, sometimes when I'm in the office, sometimes when I'm working or whatever. And so most of the time in January, I was too lazy to hook up the Bluetooth and I would just listen through the Wicked CD. So if it were to account for the CD, it would literally be all of the Wicked soundtrack. So that's why some of these songs really surprised me, because I only listened to them a few times, but because I wasn't on Apple Music as much, if I listen to a song 5 times, it's going to be in the top 10 because I wasn't on Apple Music that much. So if you hear some songs that are on this list and you're like, ew, that's why, okay? It's because I only listened to it a few times, but because I wasn't on Apple Music as actively in January, it counted it even if I only listened to it a few times. Anyways, let's quit rambling and let's get into the top 10 songs. Okay, let me count. 1, 2, 3 more. Amazing. 7, 8, 9. Okay, perfect. Okay, so this is so funny that I just go on this big long rant about my Wicked CD and how that's what I was listening to most of the time. My number one song on Apple Music from the month of January was The Wizard and I from the Wicked soundtrack. Listen, okay? I'm a theater girly at heart, and sometimes I like to belt it out when I'm on the way home from work. And because Apple Music has this feature, I'm sure Spotify has it too, but on Apple Music, you can look at the lyrics, but then you can like take the vocals all the way down so it's karaoke mode. And so that's what I was doing most of the time in January when they finally made that available for the Wicked soundtrack. That's what I was doing. So anyways, that's that. My number two song from January, which I actually did listen to this song a lot, is When I Look at You by Miley Cyrus. You guys, it's so old, but it's so good. There is no guarantee this life is easier when I will live in a fort and there's no light to break out the dark. That's when I... It's so good. Okay? That's another song that when you're just kind of wanting to belt it out in the car, that's a fantastic song to do. So that was my number two. My number three song for January really surprised me because I honestly did not think that I listened to it this much in January. And another thing to note for my Apple Music, there is a little radio section of the app, and if you scroll down, there's like Emma Herron radio, right? So when I don't feel like putting on a playlist, or if I can't decide what I want to listen to, I will put on my radio and it just kind of cycles through songs that I would enjoy or that I've listened to or what Apple Music thinks I would like. And a lot of the times I'm like skipping through it until I get to a song that I like. And so when for number three, this is kind of where it came from, is skipping through my radio until I landed. I'm like, oh, I like this song, blah, blah. Oh my God, whatever. It literally doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter. I need to shut up for 1 second. Okay. My number three song from January was Best I Ever Had by Gavin DeGraw, which is another great song, by the way. It's kind of older, but I remember listening to it when I was like 14, and it was really good. You're the best I ever had, and I'm... And that is like the most country I'll ever get is that song. I don't typically do country other than that. It depends. My number four song... This is the same thing. It would cycle through on my Apple Music little Emma Herron radio thing. And I would say, oh, I like this song. I'll leave this on. So I listened to this a couple times. It's Keep Lying by Donna Missel. I think I'm saying that right. If not, Donna, I'm really sorry. Don't come for me. I didn't mean it. And that song's really good. If you haven't listened to it, it's very... It's giving very, like, lesbian... It's giving very lesbian... Girl in Red kind of vibes, if that makes any sense. My number five song is so ridiculous, you guys. Okay, for my number five, this is actually a song that I went out of my way to put on multiple times throughout the month, and I'm actually surprised that it's not higher than it is. My number five song from January was Starstruck from the old Disney Channel movie with Sterling Knight and that one girl. Girl, starstruck, camera flashes, covers of magazines. Starstruck, long glasses, when the dream is a teen on a fancy cars, I'll leave a Bolivar, hear the crowd calling your name, yeah. It's good. And I don't want to hear otherwise. It is really good. I actually remember sending that song to my sister in the month of January saying, girl, what a throwback this is. And she was like, stop it. My number six song of January was actually a song that came up on my little radio station. And usually when it's a song I don't know, I skip past it. But there was something about this song that I was like, let me feel it out. And I actually really enjoy it. It is called Stupid Cupid by Jenna Raine. It is good. Okay? I actually really love it. And that is another song that I like went out of my way to listen to multiple times. Stupid Cupid really hit me hard. The lyrics for every song on this list are just escaping my brain right now. Don't come for me. Stupid Cupid really did me like that. Why'd you send me someone I can't have? It's good. He broke my heart. Stupid Cupid. Oh. It's good. If you haven't listened to it, I recommend it. It's really good. What was it? What number was that? Six? Okay, my number seven song. We're almost through it, guys. I know. I'm spending way too long on this. But it's what it is. My number seven song is When You Look Me in the Eyes by the Jonas Brothers. which, by the way, the Jonas Brothers are in Toronto right now. And I have not stumbled across them yet. Anyways, I feel like there's not much to explain about this song. It's really good. When you look me in the eyes. Okay, my number 8 song, which, okay, for this month, I'm not surprised that it's number 8. But in December, I listened to this song a lot. And that is Wildflower by Billie Eilish, which, in my opinion, is the best song on her album. And also, she got snubbed at the Grammys. We're gonna come back to that. Okay, we're gonna come back to that. My number 9 song is The Climb by Miley Cyrus. Again, I feel like I don't need to really explain that much. I was clearly on, for a lot of these songs, I was clearly on like a throwback vibe, I guess. So it was The Climb. And then my number 10 song, which follows this trend very, very accurately, is Beautiful Soul by Jesse McCartney. Which again, I don't want to hear it because it's good. I don't want another pretty face. I don't want just anyone. All. I want another minute going away. It's good, okay? I feel like this little segment is just an excuse for me to sing. I don't know. So that was my 10 top songs that I listened to on Apple Music in the month of January. And again, I'm going to do this every month. So in March, when the content is available, we're going to get through what I listened to in February. And I think it's going to be such a fun little segment. And speaking of music and speaking of the Grammys, I know it's kind of not giving relevant now because it was last weekend. However, I filmed in the afternoon on Sunday for last week, and then the Grammys were that night. So now that I'm thinking back on it, it probably would have been wise to have it playing and record my podcast at the same time just so I could really get into like live updates and stuff like that. Missed opportunity, clearly. But yeah, the Grammys happened. Chappell Roan won Best New Artist, as she should. I was getting a little nervous about it, but because I was absolutely rooting for her for Best New Artist, because there were a lot of really good people in that category, though. A lot of good nominees, like Benson Boone was, which also I saw on TikTok that Benson Boone was being interviewed about it, and he was like, oh, Chappell's gonna take the crown for that. And I'm like, period. He knows where he stands. Okay, I haven't really gone into Benson Boone that much. Like, obviously, I know the song. I don't even need to get into it right now. And the whole moment with his jumpsuit was so funny. And I wasn't really a fan of Benson Boone before, but when he posted on his Instagram story apologizing for adjusting his crotch, I'm like, you've just earned yourself a follow. That's really funny. So love a self-aware king. And I know Sabrina Carpenter was in that category. And listen, in my opinion, Sabrina Carpenter has been around way too long to be considered for that category. I know technically all her previous albums were like Disney era, but even Emails I Can't Send when did that come out? Which, no shade, I absolutely love that album. For a couple weeks, I literally listened to the album nonstop because I had the CD in my car. Emails? Wait, I can just literally look on Apple Music. This is absurd. But yeah, didn't that not come out like 2 years ago? Or am I stupid? Oh, no, I don't want to play it. 2023. So why would she be considered for Best New Artist? Isn't that technically, well, okay, no, not necessarily, because Ray was nominated and she's been big in the UK for quite a while, from what I know. I could be completely wrong. Regardless, I feel like Sabrina's been around too long for Best New Artist, but I think Chappell, it was her year, 100% it was her year. So I'm very happy that she took the Grammy for that one. And listen, I could talk about Cowboy Carter, but I don't really want Beyonce to come for me. Because remember that whole meme where on TikTok where, like, what was it? Was it JoJo Siwa that, like, mentioned Beyonce, and then she was like off the grid for a couple of days. So people were joking around that like Beyonce killed her or something like that. Did that not happen? I feel like something along those lines happened, but I'm getting it completely wrong. Who knows? So again, what were the other nominations for Best New Album? It was Billy. I think Chapel was nominated for that as well. But compared to like the other artists in the category, it definitely, I don't know what I'm saying. Grammys best, am I saying best new album? Is that what I've been saying? Best album, whatever, guys. Oh my god, I want to see the nominees. Yeah, this website's weird. Okay, here we go. I just feel like we need to get into this. What is going on here? I don't want to donate. Sorry. Can I please just look at the list? Who is that man? No, I don't want to donate. Who are these people? Who is Jacob? Who is that? Jacob Collier? Am I saying that? Who is that? I have never heard of this man in my life. I'm not even exaggerating. Who is that? You guys, this is crazy. I've never seen this man in my entire life, and I've never heard of this. I'm just gonna play it a little bit. I have no idea who this is. Have I been living under a rock? Clearly. This is crazy. What is going on here? I have never... Anyways, we need to move past this. Okay, our nominees were that guy, Beyonce for Cowboy Carter, Chapel Roan, Billie Eilish, what is that, Andre 3000, Sabrina, Charlie, and Taylor. Listen, in my personal opinion, it's hard to say, best album. I feel like it could have gone to Billie for sure. Because I saw a TikTok that kind of laid it out really perfectly. Like, of course, Cowboy Carter had its moment. And what, Texas Hold'em was everywhere for a little bit. But then, Billie totally took over with her album. Sabrina took over with her album. Not to mention, Brat Freaking Summer took over. Like, so hard. And I feel like those albums were a lot more relevant. And I heard, I don't know if this is true, again, Beyonce, please don't come for me. I heard that Beyonce had like 70 writers on that album or something like that. Is that right? Somebody fact check me on that. And of course, for like Billy, it's like Billy and Phineas and then probably a couple other producers and stuff like that. If I had to pick, I would probably pick Billy if it were up to me. If I were in the Academy, that is who I would pick. Just because she had like a huge moment with that. I am going nuts over this Jacob guy. I've never heard of him in my life. I'm sure there's been TikToks that I just don't know of. The like TikTok sounds. I don't know who this man is. And Sabrina also won, what was it, best pop performance for Espresso? Which obviously, because Espresso was everywhere last year. Like that was crazy. So that was definitely well deserved. And then I have it here. Best pop vocal album. Slay, because I knew she won best pop performance, but I didn't know what her second one was. Okay, Slay, yeah, that's on period. That is on period. So yeah, I think that was definitely well deserved because it was definitely also Sabrina's year as well. She was freaking eating. And what happened to Barry? They broke up, right? I don't even know. It literally doesn't even matter. Also with Beyonce, I cannot get over her reaction to winning Album of the Year. She was like, Cowboy Carter. She's like, that was hilarious. Like, girl, you do know you're Beyonce, right? That's crazy. And Taylor Swift looked so good, by the way. And I don't typically comment about like the outfits or whatever because I'm literally sitting here in the same gray quarter zip that I wear every day of my life. Who am I to comment on the looks of the Grammys? But she looked so fabulous. And I saw so many people on TikTok. Like, they were making, people were making videos on TikTok of like going through Facebook comments about that particular look. But it was so funny though, because like the hate comments were getting totally clocked, because then it would like flip to that person's profile picture. And it's like, who are you to comment bad things about Taylor Swift? I thought she looked absolutely delicious. I thought she looked absolutely delicious. She was serving legs. She was serving red. And I loved the little tea trim on the thigh. I thought that was so good. So, and that's on period. Okay. She ate, and I don't want to hear another thing about it. So, yeah. Other than that, though, I did not watch much of the Grammys. So, okay. I watched Sabrina's performance when she started like with like the tuxedo, and it was like a total theater kid vibes. I loved it. And then she tears it off. She like, no, it was so slay, because she puts like the microphone between her thighs, tears off her outfit, throws it. That was, that ate so hard. I really liked that performance. And then freaking Chappell's Pink Pony Club performance, yeah, that was slay. And I saw so many people when she went up to get her Grammy. They're like, why is she dressed as me as a baby? Because I'm like, the hands. If you know, you know, okay? That, it was really good. And I keep seeing people, me going around the house after seeing Chappell Roan's Pink Pony Club performance. It was like, it was good. It was really good. Okay, and that's that. But other than that, I didn't watch a whole lot of it. There's one girl that does videos reacting to like red carpet outfits at all kinds of different events. I need to find her. I can never remember what her name is, but her comments kill me. Grammys red carpet review. Let's just try that. 25 Grammy. Whoa. Oh my god, I turned it up by accident. That's so annoying.
Oh no.
Oh no. Where is my girl? I never remember what her name is ever. But she says the funniest things. And of course, when I'm trying to search for her, it's not coming up. So that's really great. Anyways, if y'all know who I'm talking about, she's like this brunette girl, and she says really hilarious things. Like, there was one event where she was like, it looks like she's holding somebody else's purse. Guys, if you know who that is, can you please let me know? It bothers me that I can never remember her freaking name. Anyways, it doesn't matter. And another thing that I would like to discuss really quickly is Lady Gaga's new song, Abracadabra. Abracadabra. First of all, Lady Gaga's back. Yeah. Yeah, Mother Monster is feeding us once more. And one thing that I would really love to discuss that's always wrong. Guys, I'm gonna find a way to discuss Pedro Pascal at least once a week. We know this. We get it, okay? We know. So Lady Gaga releases a new song, Abracadabra. It freaking slaps. And it just happens to be like the most perfect song to make edits to on TikTok. So Lady Gaga was feeding the Pedro Pascal editors on TikTok. And yeah, I feel like I don't need to say much more than that. Other than we are being provided with excellent content. Excellent. I love seeing my Pedro Pascal Agent Whiskey edits to that song. And another thing. So I mentioned last week that I am back in my Marvel era again, which I would definitely say that is still being continued on this week, because I don't remember if I mentioned. Okay, I know that I spoke about my new Bucky Barnes, not my new, my returning Bucky Barnes hyperfixation. So I do have a new folder in my TikTok collections that's just the bionic arm emoji. And it's still small, but it's growing. It is absolutely growing. And so the TikTok edits, the Bucky Barnes TikTok edits to that song are also extremely delicious and amazing and good. And I do save them every time I see them. So that is that. Speaking of Sebastian Stan, This, guys, okay, I should have mentioned this before, but for my outline for this episode, it is all over the place. Like, there was my life update, my music for January, Grammys, Sebastian Stan, that new Lady Gaga song. It's going to be all over the place. Y'all are just going to have to bear with me for this. It's just kind of how my brain is working today. And that's that. So, Sebastian Stan, he is going to be in the new movie Thunderbolts that's coming out. And I am going to have to get on Google to find out when that's coming out. Let's find out here. Gosh, I'm not used to the Pro Max yet. It's so much bigger that I can't hold it in my hand. Oh my god. Thunderbolts release date. Let's see. May 2nd, 2025 in Canada. Slay! So, Sebastian Stan and Florence Pugh in the same movie. I approve of that. Thank you so much. The thing is, let's sit down for this. Let's really lock in for this. In The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which I have started rewatching, I haven't gone through the first episode yet, but we're getting there. We've started it. They really gave Bucky the glow up that he needed. Like, of course, in, like, what's it called? Captain America, the Winter Soldier, like the long hair era, that was a good era. And the way that they did it was just, it was good. It was so delicious. But then they gave him that like much needed glow up in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier because he's escaped from the whole Winter Soldier thing. Like he's free from that. And now he can like go on and like live his life, right? So they gave him the very nice clean haircut. It looks so good. And then in the Thunderbolts, which don't get me wrong, he looks absolutely delicious in the Thunderbolts trailers and stuff like that because it's Sebastian Stan. However, why did they give him a fuck-ass bob? Why did they give him a fuck-ass bob? Why? Why did they do that to him? Why couldn't they keep his hair short in the show? What's with the Karen-ass haircut? Like, come on now. I'll freaking put it up so you can see. What is with that? I don't understand it. Am I still going to watch it and drool over him? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. And another thing. Marvel. Speaking of Marvel. On Valentine's Day. What is it called? Captain America Brave New World? I'm looking it up. Yeah, Captain America Brave New World. With my husband, Anthony Mackie. Yes, he is my husband. We are married. He doesn't know yet. He's so funny, by the way. I freaking love him. I think I mentioned how Sam is one of the best characters in the MCU last week. Anyways, so that's coming out on Valentine's Day, literally on Friday. And me and Nick are going to go see it for Valentine's Day. I'm very excited. Is Sebastian Stan in that movie? I wouldn't imagine so. Not me looking up the cast. I don't think so. Unless maybe he might be in the post-credit scene for Thunderbolts. Maybe. But I wouldn't count on that. I don't know. We'll see. Anyways. So we're going to go see that. I'm pretty excited because it looks good. And it's just like that exciting feeling of going to the theaters to see a new Marvel movie. I miss that. I really miss that because after starting with Iron Man 3, I would go and see every single new Marvel movie in theaters after that. And I miss that feeling so bad, especially going into like Captain America Civil War, like going into movies like that, and Infinity War and Endgame. Like going into the theaters for movies like that was like the most insane feeling, and like having, especially when you go on like opening night or opening weekend and having like all the people around you reacting at the same time, there was nothing quite like it. So I feel like it's been so long since an experience like that, so I feel very excited about going to see Captain America Brave New World on opening night. It's gonna be so busy. Do you guys know this is a completely different it's not completely different, but anyways, so if you know the Trixie and Katya clip, this is touching a whole different audience, by the way. So Trixie and Conti are talking about the theaters, and Conti is like, I don't like the theater. It's too loud, or something like that. That's totally how I feel sometimes, because especially on opening night, it's so busy, and typically I like to sit at the back and I don't like anybody around me, but freaking Nick likes to sit in the middle of the theater so that he can get the best view of the screen, whatever. So there's gonna be people all around us and whatever, it's fine, because like I said, it's gonna be that experience of reacting all together as a crowd, and it's gonna be good. And Harrison Ford in a Marvel movie, why hasn't that happened sooner? Unless it has, and I'm losing my mind, I don't know. But I was watching this TikTok about, because like I feel like every single time a couple of days before a Marvel movie has come out, there'll be people online saying, oh, everything that you need to watch beforehand so that you're caught up. And I have technically seen everything, but they're like, oh yeah, you should watch The Incredible Hulk. And I'm like, no, they're so boring. The Incredible Hulk movies are so boring, especially the ones before Mark Ruffalo. I'm not gonna watch that. I'm not gonna watch it, okay? Don't come for me right now. I'm not gonna watch it. Thank you. Anyways, so that was crazy, but I'm very excited, and especially for a nice little Valentine's Day outing. It's gonna be really fun, and I think we're going to a late showing too. It's gonna be past my bedtime. I almost burped. You're welcome that I didn't. Thank you so much. And it's so funny though, because for dinner beforehand, it's so ridiculous, but for dinner beforehand, this is going back a little bit from what I mentioned earlier. So we celebrated our 2-year, right? And since our anniversary and Valentine's Day are so close together, we decided to do our really nice dinner on our anniversary instead of on Valentine's Day, just because on Valentine's Day it's going to be so busy. Everybody's going to be out for dinner, all the couples are going to be out for dinner. So you know where we're gonna go? We didn't make any reservations. We're going to IKEA for dinner. I feel like that's so us though, like that's so iconic of us. I'm really sorry if you can hear that. Somebody had their sink on upstairs. We're going to move past it. So we're going to IKEA. I'm going to get my Swedish meatballs and potatoes and peas. I was about to say with a Coca-Cola. But I'm not drinking Coke anymore. I'm trying to cut out sugar. With a water, I guess. But yeah, that's part of my fitness journey. I'm cutting out Coca-Cola. And I'm, as I mentioned last week, sugar-free vanilla syrup in my coffee. But yeah, I'm trying not to drink Coke anymore. It's all just, it's a whole thing, okay? And it's going okay. It really is. But of course, if I'm like out. Okay, we're going to pretend that that's not there. It's so loud. Anyways, so if I'm like out at like a restaurant, of course, like I'll have a Coke. But other than that, I'm not having any, like, we're not getting the cans anymore. I used to have, like, a can of Coke every night for dinner. It's just not happening anymore. We're moving past it. Thank you so much. So, yeah. Captain America on Valentine's Day. It's going to be super fun. I'm very excited. Because, like I said, I love Anthony Mackie. And I love Sam Wilson in the MCU. And I think he's going to kill it. And, oh, God, I love the TikToks. I just love them. So, I think that's really about everything that I had. Oh my gosh, Super Bowl. Is that today? Let's look it up. Because I did write it down in my little like topics list that we can talk about. Not that I have anything to say about the Super Bowl, but like it's just relevant. You know what I mean? Like it's relevant. And it was a whole year ago now that Rihanna performed at the Super Bowl. And it was so freaking iconic. I remember that. I love the choreography from that performance. It was so good. Okay, yeah, Super Bowl is today. Listen, the only reason I ever tune in to, like, the Super Bowl is for the commercials. I'm not even lying. Because I studied advertising in college. I have a bachelor's degree in advertising, which is crazy, by the way. And so I love a good commercial. Like, I love a good ad. I know it sounds so stupid, but the commercials for the Super Bowl are always so good. So I always like to see them. So I can't wait to see. I have a feeling Brittany Broski is going to be in one of them, because she posted on her Instagram that like ad with Knicks and stuff about the Super Bowl. So I have a feeling they might play it. We'll see though. I love Brittany Broski. Supreme leader, our supreme leader. Love her so much. Anyway, so that's happening. And maybe next week, oh my gosh, next week we should go over like the best commercials. Like I'll play a couple of them because sometimes they're really funny. So if there's any good ones, I will save them for next week and we'll go through them together. But other than that, I could not care less who wins. I don't do sports. I don't do football. So we'll see what happens. This stupid water sound is still happening. I'm so sorry. Anyways, that is about all for me today. Thank you guys so much for joining me for episode 10 of the Fangirl Reports. And I'm looking forward to many, many more episodes with you guys. I'm so excited. And that is that. So tell me what you guys are fangirling over recently. Tell me who you're rooting for the Super Bowl. I don't know. I don't, like I said, I don't do sports, okay? So anyways, everybody have a wonderful rest of your evening. Good luck for this week ahead. And happy Valentine's Day, because next time I chat with you guys, it'll be after. So I'll talk to you guys about the Captain America movie next week. And until then, goodbye. I love ya.